Thank you, Larry Berger, for being our opening act this morning. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 12:01.
Ever gonna see my wedding day?
The Fifth Dimension, getting us started here on Radio 9. Fans desire your deacon to doo-wop your salt in a swing. Your gum loudly grudge the chit of against the crew porkology Jay Thurber at 1204. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, taking your requests. Cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms today. Looking for a high near 80, right now 68 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes. Radio 9. Weekend music
power.
The Capitals on Radio 9. The Miracles. I understand Elon Musk is developing a love machine right now, but if I were you, I wouldn't let it anywhere near your private parts.
Music. Turn it up and play loud. Hey,
in Pittsburgh. The Elon Musk Tesla love machine is liable to explode and burn you in very, very naughty places. Here are the Beatles on Radio 9. No idea what the hell is even.
Jay Thurber, more music now.
Life is so strange.
So is this show.
With its ups and downs. And today's hero may be tomorrow's clown.
there's a factory across the street, Durabond, that makes pipe. And I just saw the fattest groundhog in the world. I'm talking chunky, run across the parking lot. I don't know what you guys are taking for lunch over there, but man alive. Oh, you got to put some Slim Fast in there or something for that boy. My goodness gracious. And speaking of wildlife, my wife texted me a minute or two ago. She's in the hot tub, and she said a bird just flew over the hot tub and did into her hot tub what birds are likely to do. Gross!
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet.
Come on, sing along.
Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, I did drop it. And I heard him say as I made my retreat,
"May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife fly up with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose."
My laundry man is really on his toes. Found the $100 bill. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning, and I heard him saying as I turned to go,
"May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be playing with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose."
A train. The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same." A speed cop made it with us, and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change.
That's the problem with having a hot tub or any kind of pool outside. My gosh. Of course, if that groundhog across the street jumped into our hot tub, I think he'd probably push all the water out of it.
Jay Thurber.
Yeah, my ex, Sean, sang that to me in bed once during an intimate moment. Honestly, I went as dry as a cat's tongue.
My mind, I'm a silent in the night, I'm a silent in the night. little green back. Get the fine, just a kind of losing my mind. Out of sight in the night, out of sight in the day. Looking back on a track, gonna do it my way. Looking back on the track for a little green back. Got the fine, just a kind of losing my mind.
Selection, a little green bag. We've got new music coming up for you from the All-American Rejects. Also going to check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. These are the Rascals on Radio 9. Seldom. When's the last time you heard that song on the radio? A little seldom heard song from the Rascals on Radio 9. At 12:24 chime time, new music from All-American Rejects coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. But we had some bad weather yesterday, not in the forecast, in the past now, and people are still digging out. According to Allegheny County Emergency Services, rescue units had to be deployed to White Oak, McKeesport, and North Versailles from people who were trapped in their homes. At least three rescues were made from two houses in North Versailles, another rescue from a vehicle that was trapped in floodwaters on Route 48 in White Oak. The Swiftwater units were called out from Glassport, Elizabeth, Jefferson Hills, and Blonox. Multiple reports of landslides. White Oak Borough reporting, I believe, that part of Lincoln Way is closed due to trees that have come down due to landslides. No reports of fatalities or injuries at this time, but the American Red Cross is out right now with the Allegheny County Department of Public Works. Emergency Services wants you to know that more rain and storms are expected on Sunday and Monday, and flash flooding may occur again. They are recommending that when possible, make sure your gutters are clear, make sure your storm grates and downspouts are clear, and that there are no obstructions in streams and creeks near your home. Speaking of which, did you know that if you live near a stream or a creek, you have a role to play in preventing flooding on your property? That's right. What the Pennsylvania Association of Conservation Districts say is don't, if you've got grass or flowers going up to the edge of your stream by your house or a creek by your house, don't cut it down. Don't mow to the edge of a stream or lake. Letting the plants grow helps to prevent pollution, flooding, and your land from eroding. More information about conservation projects in your community is available at pacd.org. That's a message from the Pennsylvania Association of Conservation Districts.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
It's that time of year. Chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon. Partly sunny skies and a high near 80. Cloudy overnight with a low of 61. Showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Could pick up a quarter to a half inch of rain in most of the listening area. Looking for a high Sunday of 74. Monday, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Another half inch of rain possible on Monday. Cloudy skies with a high near 78. And then on Tuesday, chance of showers and a high near 77. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 72 in Washington County, 73 in Beaver County, and 73 in Butler County. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, 68 degrees, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 68 degrees with new music from the All-American Rejects. You're just too darn loud. That's what they tell the All-American Rejects when they auditioned to play at the prom. I'm Jay Thurber. I was told I was too loud to play at the prom, too. I got to,
they're on the AV equipment. Somebody had me there to make sure the PA system was set up.
You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:30. Here's Billy Joe Royal with Cherry Hill Park on Radio 9.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to well after dark.
Radio 9, 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450.
Hey, Senorita, please let me take you home.
Disaster. Like eating a burrito before sex.
Hey.
Sharp on Radio 9. Don't forget, we also take your requests online on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Here's Jerry Wallace, Primrose Lane on Radio 9.
Primrose Lane, life's a holiday on Primrose Lane. Just a holiday on Primrose Lane.
Down to Primrose Lane. Coming up, just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. We're going to talk to someone about next Saturday is No Kings Day. We haven't had a Kings here ever since, though they closed the one on Route 30 in North Versailles. So I can't get apple pie and cinnamon ice cream anymore. But I don't think that's what this is. It's No Kings Day. We're going to talk to someone about that in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. Don't forget, at 1 o'clock, we'll check FSN News for you. Here's Walter Murphy on Radio 9. right. Thank you, Walter Murphy. And hopefully if I did this correctly, Jeff is on the line with us. You know, King's Restaurants were started right here in McKeesport, and there are only three King's Restaurants next. And next weekend is No King's Day. And that has nothing to do with what Jeff is going to talk to us about. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Jay?
I can hear you good, yes. So you're not here to talk about the shocking lack of cinnamon ice cream, are you?
Correct, sir. No, No King's Day is a week from today, Saturday, June 14th. And what we're saying no to is kind of like the old Schoolhouse Rock song, No More Kings in America, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And I'm with a group called 5051 Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And we're organizing an event downtown to kind of get together, talk about the king-like performances by some folks down in Washington recently. And the cool thing about No King's Day is you don't have to just come out to downtown Pittsburgh to get to an event as part of this National Day of Action. There's events all over the country a week from today. So also in Mount Lebanon, up in Cranberry.
I thought even out deep red Westmoreland County, I think I saw one scheduled in maybe Greensburg. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. Greensburg has an event. For anybody listening who wants to find their local event, it's www.noking.org.
NoKings.org. If you're familiar with the cartoonist Tom Tomorrow, he's been all over this, and I see he donated a T-shirt design to this day. You were in Washington D.C. yesterday. What was that about?
Yeah, so there was a big rally called Unite for Veterans, Unite for America, and there was a huge group of veterans from all different branches. We got together out on the National Mall. Dropkick Murphys came out, played a small concert for us. They've got a great new single called Who Will Stand Together With Us. I think I got that right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was a great event. And one of the sponsoring organizations of that event is called Common Defense. We have a group of us here in Pittsburgh, too. And that's an organization close to my heart, as it represents veterans, you know, standing up against this rising tide of hate, racism, and violence. You know, we fought for this country and to see those things go away.
Jeff is on the phone with us right now. And give us that website again, nokings.org. Is that what it is?
Yes, sir. NoKings.org.
What time will folks, for people who are listening in Pittsburgh, what time will folks be meeting again? And this is next Saturday the 14th, June 14th.
Yes, next Saturday, June 14th, we will be downtown at the City-County building. We're starting speaking. Speakers are arranged at 12:30.
Okay, so you won't be able to listen to the show, but you can listen to the repeat on Sunday. You'll be okay. You'll all survive.
I encourage everyone to bring their radio.
Oh, bring a transistor radio with you, of course. Bring your radio with you. It's very straight. For me as a Gen Xer who can remember the Soviet Union and can remember President Reagan and President Bush and Reagan at the Berlin Wall, tear down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev, and remembers seeing these old guys up on the platform in Moscow and Red Square and the tanks and the missiles going by, and it was so bizarre. And then, you know, recently we've got photos or videos from North Korea. People have been hacking into their video, and we get to see these parades and, you know, these soldiers in the tanks and everything, and it's like so weird. And then we're gonna do it here this coming Saturday. That's kind of bonkers to me that we're going to do it in Washington, D.C., what we used to make fun of 40 years ago when they were doing it in Moscow, like as kids sitting there watching this on the news saying, well, this is nuts. And people are sending me photos today of train loads of tanks being rolling into Washington, D.C. right now. It's a big death of Stalin energy.
We saw some military vehicles, some MRAPs rolling in even yesterday, assumedly in preparation for the parade. But that's a big thing about what No King's Day is about, to do something for folks instead of going down for a parade. And I'll also note that at the City County building, after 5051's organized protest, Indivisible Pittsburgh, they're going to be there too for a couple hours afterwards. So if you can't make it down for us, with us, go stand in solidarity with Indivisible.
And is this a one-day thing? I mean, or after the 14th, after June 14th, can people still continue to get involved? Because I live with a lot of friends who are not interested in politics, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. They don't really care. But they're starting to get concerned about things like tanks rolling into Washington, D.C. If they want to get involved, but they can't go to the protest with you on June 14th, are there other things that they can do?
Oh, yeah, Jay. So 5051 Pittsburgh is really designed or envisioned as a party-less organization. You know, everyone's welcome to come share ideas, to vote on days of action, that sort of thing. And I'll shout out a couple of other organizations real quick in the area that we've been working with. Pittsburgh Women for Democracy. Megan over there is really awesome. Stand Up for Science is a group of the nerds, the professors over there at CMU.
Nerds!
Nerds! You know, but they're great people. Pennsylvanians Together, another really great group of people from all different backgrounds. And if you go to 5051 Pittsburgh website, you can find links over to other organizations that maybe are more closely aligned with your views even. That's kind of our idea, is to help be an umbrella for all these different groups, a consortium, shall we say.
I was talking with my friend Scott Feibusch, who covers radio and TV yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, there's companies that he works with that are trying to deal with the FCC right now. They're trying to get approvals on different things, or radio station transfers, sales, new equipment that they want to bring out to market. And he said there's only two people on the FCC right now. They don't have a quorum, so they can't do anything. He said, you know, we were talking about emergency preparedness and why, you know, so important to have a portable radio, for instance, to take to a protest on June 14th at the City County Building, or to have emergency information, like when we have storms like we had last night. And he said, you know, that assumes that we'll still have a National Weather Service in a couple of months. Like, it's craziness. These are things that, again, as a child of the 1980s, you know, President Reagan growing up is sort of the first president I remember. This is just, if you went back 40 years and told young Jay that this was what things were going to be like when you were a grown-up, first of all, I'd have been surprised to see how bald I was. And second,
call my hairline the Great Recession.
There you go. But I'm bumped. But that the president is more friendly with Russia than with the UK or Germany is just, wow.
It's a little surprising and stunning, you know.
So tell us again.
Each day,
I feel like Captain Picard, speaking of nerds in Star Trek. I wake up and go, damage report. So tell us again, before I let you go, nokings.org. But there's local stuff happening all over Western Pennsylvania on June 14th. But if you're in Pittsburgh in particular, or you want to head down to the City County Building, tell us again what they need to do.
12:30 is when we'll kick off with speakers. There will be a small march to march in solidarity to the federal building. You can stick around if you don't like to walk. It's not that far. But you can go to the nokings.org website and register if you want. You don't have to. We like it so that we get an idea of the number of people, just so we can include that on permitting for rallies and things with the city.
Jeff, good to hear from you. You're a longtime listener, first-time caller. Thank you so much for checking in with us. I'll be here on the radio, but we'll be watching for social media, and good luck. Be safe next Saturday, June 14th.
Awesome. Thanks, Jay. One more thing I'll say to any food truck operators listening, come and sell tacos.
Tacos! All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jay.
Dear Journal, I am lucky. I lived. There's so much I could have done to save her. I could have made her wear a seatbelt. I could have slowed down. I could have stopped. I could have stayed at the party. I could have called my parents. I could have done a lot that night. I should have done more. If I had, I would still have my best friend. Amy would still be here. Drive safe, PA. This public service announcement has been brought to you by PennDOT and Belle Vernon Area High School.
Plays good guy hit.
You can make the money.
music from the Hives going to take us to news time. Speaking of the hourly damage report, here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon. Partly sunny with a high near 80. Cloudy overnight, low 61. Sunday showers, thunderstorms likely. Could pick up another half inch of rain tomorrow. Looking for a high of 74. Monday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 78. Tuesday, chance of showers at a high of 77. WABC. It is 72 right now in Washington County, 73 in Beaver County, 70 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and 72 at WRCT. With new music from the Hives to take us to news time.